With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As the issue surrounding ICE still escalates in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the business climate and local economy are taking quite a hit. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
Businesses and customers are staying at home. Some protesters are targeting businesses they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Countless stores have temporarily closed, canceled events, or reduced hours. Some hotels that house federal immigration officers and saw protests have stopped accepting reservations altogether. The Minneapolis-based Target Corporation has also been the target of protests.
President Trump says he has scrapped the tariffs he had threatened to impose on 8 European nations to press the U.S. control over Greenland. Reversal came shortly after the president said he wanted to get the island, including right, title, and ownership. Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Lisa Cook on the Federal Reserve Board despite President Trump's attempt to fire her based on alleged mortgage fraud.
Critics say the move is purely political. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump court appointee, says,
"No remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines." And that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed.
No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be independent of day-to-day politics. Justice Kavanaugh also raised questions on the future effects of the case.
Just thinking big picture, what goes around comes around.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Looks like a very rough stretch of weather across a good portion of the United States for the next several days. Snow and strong winds and also ice in the south. This is SRN News. Moms and dads all across America like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen abducting 150 people in attacks at three churches in northwest Nigeria. That attack occurring Sunday in the small community of Kaduna State while services were underway. Muslim radicals have been killing and kidnapping Nigerian Christians in ever-increasing numbers over the past 20 to 25 years. This is SRN News. Coney Island hot dog hawker Nathan's Famous has a new owner. Here's Bob Agnew.
Nathan's Famous, which opened as a 5-cent hot dog stand in Coney Island more than a century ago, has been sold to packaged meat giant Smithfield Foods in a $450 million all-cash deal. Like almost every food company, Nathan's has been under significant inflationary pressure brought on by massive government spending during the Biden administration. Nathan's has had to swallow a 20% increase in the average cost per pound of hot dogs. Bob Agner reporting.
Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary dismissing Elon Musk's idea of buying the airline and shrugging it off with his insults. The spat began when Ryanair ruled out installing Musk's Starlink Wi-Fi on its planes. O'Leary called Musk, quote, an idiot, while Musk labeled O'Leary as misinformed. More details, srnnews.com.